Hello, and welcome to The Lion King. My name is L. Stephen Taylor, and I play Mufasa on Broadway. The music and lyrics for The Lion King are by Elton John and Tim Rice, with a book by Roger Allers and Irene Mecchi, adapted from the screenplay by Irene Mecchi, Jonathan Roberts, and Linda Wolverton. Additional music and lyrics are by Lebo M., Mark Mancina, Jay Rifkin, Julie Taymor, and Hans Zimmer. It is directed by Julie Taymor and choreographed by Garth Fagan. Design concept. The design of The Lion King, the lighting, costumes, and sets are seamlessly unified, weaving together diverse cultural and artistic traditions from all over the continents of Africa, Asia, and the world. All of the color on stage references earth tones, all looking as if it could be derived from nature. As a result, the show is awash in the warm tones of the sun and the savanna, as well as the rich verdant greens and abundant growth of the rainforest. Masks and puppets. A range of masks and puppets are used to create the animals of the African savanna, from small birds to a huge elephant, as well as cheetahs, gazelles, giraffes, groups of lionesses, and wildebeests. The actors that control the puppets and wear the animal masks are clearly visible, allowing the audience to see both animal and actor simultaneously, which the design team referred to as the double event. There is no effort to hide them. The wildebeest and hyenas are the exception. There's a melding of actor and mask and costume. We know that there is a person beneath the form, but we accept that the animal is the character. Some of the animals, in particular the lions, Mufasa, Scar, Sarabi, and later adult Simba and Nala, have crown masks. These crown masks sit on top of their heads, giving them an extra several inches in height and help to create the animal the actor is portraying, as well as convey a sense of majesty, as if they are wearing crowns. All of the masks and puppets in the show stem from different world puppetry and mask techniques, poetically curated to unify all of the animals of The Lion King while offering unique approaches to each animal. Heavily influenced by traditional African materials and methods, the masks and puppets radiate the warmth and the weight of sculpted wood and natural materials. Character descriptions. The cast of The Lion King is multi-ethnic, representing many races, ethnicities, and cultures, such as Black and African American, South African, Hispanic and Latinx, Asian American and Pacific Islander, among others. Rafiki is a wise and mysterious old baboon with magical qualities. She wears a pair of rust-brown, loose-fitting pants and maroon leggings beneath a rust-red tunic. Atop her tunic is a large collar that is partially beaded and partially covered with fur and feathers. Her large tunic is covered with beads, small pouches, and curious objects meant to assist her in her role as healer. Attached to the back of her pants is a round decorative pad. It is made of blue, yellow, and red beads, referencing a baboon's behind. Her face is painted bright red and blue, her eyes outlined in yellow. She wears a pair of carved monkey feet, apparently standing atop a block of bamboo. Rafiki's headpiece is woven from brown and tan cloth with small twists that stick out from the top. Her hands have long bamboo fingernails, 6 inches long, and she carries a tall wooden staff with a large, round gourd near the tip. Mufasa is a powerful, dignified, respected king and loving father. He moves with a smooth, purposeful motion, often rolling his shoulders forward as he walks. His outfit is all the colors of the sun, from dawn to dusk. Pale yellow, golden yellow, orange, rust, and brown. He wears a pair of wide trousers with generous folds of fabric at the thigh, suggesting haunches and tightening at the ankle. His well-fitted top covers his muscular arms and chest with a patterned fabric, giving one a sense of body painting. His muscled torso is encased in a corset made of grass, rope, and beads. A long cape attached to a wide round collar hangs down his back. Mufasa's crown mask is the head of a noble lion, surrounded by a mane of pale straw. It is made to look like warm, yellow carved wood with powerful and symmetrical features. Mufasa's crown mask has a motor, enabling it to extend up and forward a longer rod at the back. This allows him to thrust his crown mask forward and down, which he does in threatening situations. Sarabi, Mufasa's partner, is a strong yet gentle lioness. She wears a pair of golden brown and sienna pattern trousers that fall below her knees in wide, draped folds. Her torso is encased in a brown and white beaded corset. Gold bands circle her wrists and ankles. Flowing down her back is a cape attached to her head. Sarabi's crown mask is the head of a graceful lioness, with a prominent, sloping nose and high cheekbones. She is the tallest and the grandest of the pride. There are two additional groups of lionesses. The singing lionesses are older, more maternal, whereas the dancing lionesses are younger and more physical. They are dressed similarly in warm golden tan colors. The singing lionesses, darker with gold cuffs on their wrists and ankles. All have a cocoon of silk that flows from the crown masks and down their backs to their ankles with a slit for the arms to poke through. Scar is Mufasa's cunning and treacherous younger brother. Whereas Mufasa is all golden strength and symmetry, Scar is heavy, dark, and jagged. His body hunches, lurches, and leans. His clothing is brown with jagged black lines on his chest and arms. His trousers balloon out around his thighs, and his torso is encased in a bamboo corset that comes up high along his back like a collar. His crown mask curves over his head from a metal rod at his back. It is dark brown, lips curled in a snarl, with a prominent scar on his left eye. His spiky mane sticks up straight into the air along the top. Scar uses a walking stick as a cane. Zazu is Mufasa's advisor, or Majordomo, as he would have you call him. He is a proud yet nervous bird and believes strongly in proper behavior. Zazu is a puppet with a long, extendable neck, big blue hooded eyes, and a bright orange bill. He has white feathers, except for his tail, which is tipped in orange. Zazu's puppeteer is a man dressed formally in a blue tailcoat lined with orange silk, with wide blue trousers that narrow at the ankles. Both have a pattern of stripes made of small white circles. He wears orange shoes with a white feather ruff around his neck and a bowler hat. His face is painted blue and white. He manipulates the Zazu puppet with his hand and a curved rod attached to the bird's neck. Zazu is the single character in the show in which puppet and actor interact with one another as separate beings. Simba is Mufasa and Sarabi's son. We first meet him as a newborn cub. As a baby, he is represented by a puppet carved to look like smooth wood, with an oval head and small rounded ears. As a cub, he is played by a boy, about 10 years old. He is dressed like a smaller version of his father, with a pair of golden brown and yellow loose-fitting trousers that come just past his knees and a beaded corset in the same warm colors around his torso. His neck and shoulders are painted red, and a warm yellow stripe is painted on his forehead and nose. Simba, as a young man, wears trousers of the same golden color, but they are longer and hang low, lengthening his torso to suggest the lion form. His chest is bare, with the same red paint covering his neck and shoulders, coming to a point in the center of his chest. Circling his torso is a beaded corset patterned in white, brown, and orange-red. Golden bands circle his wrist, and his headpiece is in the shape of a lion's head with a pale yellow mane, a youthful version of his father's. Nala is a young lioness and Simba's playmate. We meet her first as a young cub. Young Nala wears a pair of slim, fitted tan pants patterned in brown with a length of cloth in the same colors wrapped around her waist. Her fitted, long-sleeved top is covered with a beaded corset. Nala's hair is pulled into two bunches on the sides of her head, almost like ears. Nala, as a young woman, wears much the same outfit, but more sophisticated and with lighter colors, pale, olive green with white details. Her corset is more elaborate as well, rising above her back, along her neck. Small white dots are painted along her eyebrows and down her nose. A small white flower is painted on one cheek. Her crown mask is pale and looks to be carved from stone. Nala is a strong, young, confident lioness. She is decidedly graceful, but strength and purpose lie beneath her every move. There are three hyenas who also function as Scar's lackeys: Banzai, Shinzi, and Ed, who laughs hysterically at everything. All of the hyenas are dressed alike in gray, green, and khaki colors, generating a military look. Their baggy clothing looks mangy and dirty, as if they have not bathed in months. The actor's legs are the hyena's back legs, while extensions to the actor's arms create their front legs. The front legs are kept close together, while the back legs are splayed, making them knock-kneed. The actors' heads are covered by hoods to create the hyena's hunched back, their feet encased in heavy military boots. Their heads swing down near the chest. The hyenas have big, hairy ears and slack jaws filled with sharp teeth. Ed has a lolling pink tongue that hangs out of his mouth, almost touching the ground. Timon is a happy-go-lucky and bossy meerkat. He's a full-size puppet, about a head shorter than his puppeteer. The puppeteer is dressed in all green, like the jungle he lives in. Even his face is painted green. The feet of the meerkat puppet are strapped to the puppeteer's shoes and the wrists of the meerkat to his wrists. So as the puppeteer moves and gestures, Timon moves and gestures in front of him. Timon is skinny with brown furry legs and arms and a white belly. He has large, wide eyes, puffed, rounded cheeks, and a big smile. Timon's companion is a warthog named Pumbaa. Pumbaa is all heart, gentle, and goofy. Pumbaa is very stout, almost all head with a tiny body. The actor who plays Pumbaa all but disappears into the oversized costume. His head pokes out from the center and is covered with a thatch of wild and shaggy hair. His face is covered in white paint with two brown stripes on either cheek. The actor's legs are the front legs of the warthog. Pumbaa's enormous eggplant-colored head with long snout, tusks, and gaping mouth sticks out at the level of the actor's chest. From behind the actor, the warthog's tiny body tapers to a curly wisp of a tail, with a pair of little back legs dangling uselessly in midair. The animals of Pride Rock. A mosaic of actors, dancers, puppets, and headpieces create the animals of Pride Rock. Two giraffes walk on four stilts, two on their arms, two on their legs. They have extremely long, caramel-colored headpieces that form the giraffe neck, while their bodies are covered with tan, padded fabric. A herd of gazelles is embodied by dancers in tan bodysuits, painted with black shapes and stripes. Two gazelle puppets are attached to each arm, another on their head. They rock back and forth, creating the vision of a leaping herd. A graceful and cunning cheetah slinks on stage, the dancer's legs forming the rear legs of the animal, while a carved sculpture extends from her body, forming the animal's torso, forelegs, and head. Trotting zebras are inhabited by dancers in white and black painted burlap, their legs forming the front legs, while a bouncing zebra body is attached to either side of their body. An enormous gray elephant, operated by four puppeteers, one inside each leg, lumbers on stage, a mass of delicate gray, papery layers. A gray rhinoceros, its sides patterned with small designs, and a string of white birds perched on their back, moves jauntily, its head swinging back and forth. Three women, in strapless, white dresses, form a flock of white birds, supported by their raised arms. Many of the actors have headpieces. For example, the grasslands are created by dancers, who balance squares of grass on their heads like hats. They bend and sway in different formations. At times, small puppets chase across their tops, and actors walk between them. In the jungle, the grass is represented by dancers with green striped leotards and spiky green hair. There's also water, an aqua blue, silken river filled with fish, a pale blue, shimmering cloth lake, and a rushing green waterfall. The rainforest is full of colorful plants, some with flowers. These are dancers whose foliage wings open and close, the leaves on their heads bobbing as they move. Set description. There are several locations, from the wide African plains to a lush green jungle, an elephant's graveyard, and a steep-sided gorge. These places are suggested, sometimes with pieces of physical scenery, lights, and curtains, but at other times, they are created by the dancers. The sun that rises over the savannah is made of several strips of dyed silk, creating a large circle that changes colors depending on the light. The grassy plain is often a simple strip of tall grass that glides across the front of the stage. Mufasa and his family live on Pride Rock. It is a tall rock formation with a curved staircase up the center. It slides onto the stage and towers 16 feet over the plains below. The elephant graveyard is dark, gray, and menacing, with a large elephant skeleton dominating the space. It takes up almost the entire stage. A set of stairs runs along the entire skeleton like a spine. Some things remain constant throughout, like the floor. It is a warm caramel color with a pattern of darker brown dashes that could be animal tracks or depressions made by the wind. This same pattern of dashes is repeated on Pride Rock. We also see this pattern represented on the curtain and ramp that represents Scar's cave. However, in this case, the dashes are less smooth, more raw, and colored red. At either end of the stage are a set of stairs that lead down into the audience. The actors use these as well as the aisles of the theater. Right now, a curtain hangs over the stage. It is rust-colored, with patterns of reddish-orange lines creating angular shapes. There are no recognizable objects, and the lines are roughly scratched out, covering the curtain from end to end. The bottom of the curtain has a rough, scalloped edge. The Lion King is 2.5 hours long with 1 15-minute intermission. This pre-show program will repeat until the start of the show. If you are using a device and have any questions or difficulty, please return at once to the representative in the lobby. For more information on the show, the cast, and the visual elements, please visit www.lionking.com/accessibility. Thank you, and enjoy The Lion King.